When I was a kid, I think I was about 12 years old, either 11 or 12, when I first sat down and wrote something with the intention of giving it to somebody to read to get a reaction. You know, I had to write assignments for school and whatnot, but this wasn't that. Like, when I finally sat down for the first time to write something specifically, like create a story or something like that, that there was no grade attached, no teacher hanging over my head or anything like that. It was about 11, 12. Wrote it, gave it to my brother, and he was my first audience, and he laughed. It was a story, it was a dopey story about like going to visit our relatives. I hated going to relatives' houses on the weekends, and we always had to do it with my family. So I just kind of, you know, did a parody of that and blew everybody up into monstrous figures and whatnot. And my brother loved it. You know, oh, it's funny. So at that point, I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to do. I want to write and make people go like, hey, good job. And it comes from, it. For me, I know it came from being fat too. I couldn't do athletic things. Even if I was a really thin kid or svelte in shape and whatnot, or had been raised, I just was not athletically inclined. I see it now in my daughter. It's weird. Like, she's in softball, and I look her in the outfield every other inning. And, you know, because it's a team effort. They all get to play. But I see her out in the outfield, and I'm just like, man, that's me. She stands in the outfield the same way, legs crossed, looking at flowers, you know, just like, hey, is that somebody I know from school, something like that. The Smiths don't have it in our genetics to focus and like, let's play it in some kind of sport and be good at it. We're not very coordinated at all. So for me, it was never going to be something like that. And not like you have two options when you're a kid, either you're an athlete or a writer, but I was not athletically inclined. I loved TV, I loved movies, and I loved reading, and I loved telling stories in a weird way, you know, once I got that first taste of it. And the notion had been introduced to me by my sister. My sister was like, one day I saw her writing something in a composition notebook, and I said, what is it? And she said, I'm writing a book about me and my friends. And I was like, you can't write it. What are you talking about? You can't write a book. Books come from a bookstore. You know, I was 5 or 6 years old. And she was like, no, I'm writing about her and her, and she showed me her cover page, which she had drawn herself, and it had her and her friends, and they were looking at a secret door, something really, really kind of weird and dopey. But, like, captured my imagination as a kid, where I was just like, anybody could just write a book? Like, I thought you had to be born in a bookstore or library in order to write a book. I don't know what I was thinking. I was not a very bright kid, not a very bright adult either. So it stands to reason. But my sister was the one that kind of introduced me to the notion that you could write. And it was my brother who introduced me to the notion of audience, writing for somebody, not just yourself, because I'd journalize and shit like that. But the idea of producing something that somebody would see, producing something that was not a homework assignment that somebody would see, like suddenly that started clicking in my head, where I was like, maybe I could be a writer for a living. But then I never thought about movies and shit. Like, when I was a kid, I thought like I'd be a writer for the Courier or the Asbury Park Press, the two small papers, and, well, Asbury Park Press, the big paper in town. Courier is a very small paper. I didn't dream about Asbury Park Press, man. I went for the Courier. They had a small readership. I figured maybe one day I could be the dude that, you know, is a reporter, goes out in the field and shit like that. Because that was the only writing that I assumed that anybody I've ever known in life could do or had accomplished or anything like that. I didn't know people that wrote movies. I thought people were, who made movies, wrote them, directed them, whatever. I mean, I never even thought about positions like that. Never thought about the director.